When they had gone not fully half a mile, right as they would have trodden over a stile, an old man and a poor with them met. This old man full meekly them greet, and said thus,
"Now, lords, God ye say."
The proudest of these riotous three answered again,
"What, churl, with sorry grace, why art thou all for rapid, save thy face? Why livest thou so long in so great age?"
This old man gan to look in his visage, and said thus,
"For I ne cannot find a man, though that I walked into Eind, neither in city nor in no village, that would change his youth for mine age. And therefore must I have mine age still, as long time as it is God's will. Nor death, alas, nor will not have my life. Thus walk I like a restless caitiff, and on the ground, which is my mother's gate, I knock with my staff both early and late, and say, 'Leave a mother, let me in. Lo, how I vanish flesh and blood and skin. Alas, when shall my bones be at rest? Mother, with you would I change my chest, that in my chamber long time hath be, yea, for a haircloth to wrap me. But yet to me she will not do that grace, for which full pale and welked is my face. But, sirs, to you it is no courtesy to speak unto an old man villainy, but he trespass in word or else in deed. In holy writ you may yourself well read, 'Against an old man, hoar upon his head, you shall arise.' Wherefore, I give you rede, ne do unto an old man no harm now, no more than that you would mend it to you in age, if that you so long abide. And God be with you, where you go or ride. I must go thither as I have to go."
"Nay, old chill, by God thou shalt not so," said this other hazarder anon. "Thou partest not so lightly by St. John. Thou spoke right now of Thilka traitor death, that in this country all our friends slayeth. Have here my troth, as thou art his espy. Tell where he is, or thou shalt it abide, by God and by the holy sacrament, for soothly thou art one of his ascent to slay us young folk, thou false thief."
"Now, sirs," quod he, "if that you be so lief to find death, turn up this crooked way, for in that grove I left him by my fay under a tree, and there he will abide. Not for your boast he will him nothing hide. See you that oak? Right there you shall him find. God save you that bought again mankind, and you amend."
Thus said this old man. And ever each of these rioters ran till he came to that tree. And there they found a florins fine of gold y coined round, well nigh an 8 bushels, as them thought. No longer then after death they sought, but each of them so glad was of the sight, for that the florins be so fair and bright, that down they set them by this precious hoard.